Hello there. We've got a really special edition of the Rock and Roll Football Podcast for you today.
Yeah. We started off talking about mist, and then we ended up talking about sheds in a big way. And none of that was expected by any of us, I don't think, either.
It is one of the great privileges of doing radio shows like this, is people text stuff in, and it absolutely derails whatever we'd carefully planned.
Yeah, yeah.
The scripts, we tore up the scripts.
Yeah, we tore it up.
All the sketches,
all
the plan.
The hours in rehearsal that we spent, all for nothing, really.
Steam coming off my typewriter yesterday. Yeah. Gags and sketches. Scenarios.
Wow, but all for nothing, because we just spoke sheds.
Because sheds take over. And I think you're going to be genuinely shocked.
Yeah.
Stunned.
Yeah, you are.
And I don't want to ruin any of it, but I just think the amount.
I was not prepared. I wasn't ready for the levels of sheds that have come in.
I've never witnessed anyone have what these people are claiming to have.
No. Lavish. Lavish.
Lavish shed lifestyles. Yeah. There's a few goals as well. Big drama in the Championship and up in Scotland. But let's be honest, this is a show about sheds.
Yeah.
And it just goes off in angles and tangents.
The Great British Shed.
Enjoy.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Huge goal on the South Coast,
yes,
Dyson.
Ignored by Tommy Tuchs, and he's bagged a brace for Brighton. What a response from Danny Welbeck. He's scored two against Liverpool. He's just got the second, putting them in the lead. It's 2-1 to Brighton.
Glorious sunshine down there on the South Coast. I was travelling down from up north this morning.
Mm.
Played Durham last night.
Oh, wow, right up north.
Stayed in York to break up the journey.
Lovely.
So I could get here on time today. Most, I would say, of the UK from about Watford up is entirely covered in mist.
Oh,
there
really?
There is a thick, ghostly fog.
Sunny. Yeah, ghostly fog, yeah.
It's freaky.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? I quite like a bit of a misty morning.
You know what? It was, but in mid-March.
Yeah. What is it? Not this time of year that it happens. The sun burns it off eventually, doesn't it? I think.
I mean, but the sun's always there. That's what I don't understand.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
The trees are bare coming down the A1 this morning.
Yeah. You've
come into London,
taken in the UK, haven't you? I love it.
It was like being transported.
So yeah, bare trees covered in mist. It's quite eerie.
And then
isn't
you get to London, it's all blossom and bloom and a technicolour landscape.
Right, I see. Yeah, yeah.
We're country divided, Dyson.
Yeah,
I hate to
really
tell you this.
Are. Oh, wow.
Between the mists and the not
call.
Mists.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you living in mist? 8, 12, 15. It's serious out there.
I tell you, it's pretty misty for me down on the South Coast, though. You know, of a morning. Sometimes the sea mist comes in as well.
Oh, is that scary?
Yeah, that's really scary. Yeah, yeah. Because there's lots of different sources of mist.
Okay.
I find.
Are there? And what are the sources?
Well, sometimes it's the cold mornings. Sometimes it's the sea. They have it in Edinburgh as well, don't they? Have a special type of mist that comes.
Scotch
in.
Mist.
Scotch mist. Yeah, exactly. There's another type. So get in touch. Your favourite mist.
It's a preview. It's a preview. A phenomenal day of sporting action.
Oh yes.
It's Matt Dyson.
Yes, kids and grown-ups love it so. The happy world of the Haribo Cup final weekend of rock and roll football. But City Arsenal at Wembley isn't until tomorrow, and there are some serious Premier League issues to be decided. In the meantime, the huge game at the Tottenham Hotspur NFL Megadome tomorrow. Probably the biggest of all the games this weekend. The sad six-pointer Sunday. It could be a relegation decider for Forest and Spurs. Winner stays up, loser could well be joining Burnley and Wolves in the second tier next season. Speaking of Burnley, they are once again involved in the 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon action today. The only 3 o'clock game, in fact, away at Fulham. So unloved are the Clarets by the TV scheduling bosses. We get lumbered with them every week. The show is fast becoming rock and roll Burnley, where turf more matters. First of all, the latest Burnley scores. It may seem like a strange mask to tie our colours to, but Burnley are a team. The team for us, led by Mr. Personality Scott Parker, officially the lowest expected goals tally of any top flight team this season. You can't beat a bit of Burnley. Who cares if they appear to be going down? Let's enjoy them while we can. Let's savour this fine vintage claret on rock and roll Burnley. Yeah, they'll probably lose at Craven Cottage today, but both teams go into the game on the back of a goalless draw, so it really could be a thrill ride. Elsewhere, Leeds play Brentford at 8, and Everton take on Chelsea at the Hill Dickey at 5:30. Chelsea still 6th in the table, despite admitting to cheating, making making secret payments to unregistered agents to secure big-name transfers like Eden Hazard between 2011 and 2018. No points deduction, though. Just a £10 million fine and a little sit on the naughty step to think about their behaviour when smaller clubs have been getting points taken off them left, right and centre in recent years. And it might take more than a huddle around the centre spot to respect the ball to get something out of this game later as well. Rossini's side going into this fresh from being knocked out of the Champions League, 8-2 aggregate, humbling by PSG. Football's a lot harder when you're not bribing agents to secure the best players, and the fans were chanting for the return of Roman Abramovich, the glory days when they were run by a corrupt Russian billionaire. Woo! Give me Burnley any day. Under the safe stewardship of Alan Pace, an American businessman who also owns Espanyol.
Also owns Espanyol.
Even Burnley are a multi-club ownership. What a world this is.
Game's gone, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has.
Absolutely incredible weekend of football, including that six-pointer tomorrow. My word.
So nervous already about
that. I'm going.
That. Oh, yes, you are.
Going to Tottenham.
Oh, no, into enemy territory.
Deep into enemy territory. Oh, I just hope we don't lose.
Please
don't let us lose.
Please.
Why would you let us do that?
Come on.
We're
going to be buoyed by that huge penalty shootout win in the Europa League. Come on, that's going to spur us on.
Turns out the whole country's talking about Mist. I'm not the only one.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing, isn't it? So many texts coming in from people witnessing the misty mornings.
Witness
the mistness. That's really good. Where's the Tory in Grimsby? Soon to be Buxton. Where's his moving house? What a way to tell us. Mist or no mist, warm spring days and cold nights in many places. What's equimist? Is that what you call it? Equimist? This time of year, spring also begins earlier further south, so that's why we're seeing less mist.
I guess it's just condensation, isn't it? The warmth is making the moisture rise.
Yes, that's it.
It's as simple as that.
So have you seen Sarah's text, though?
What does she say?
She's saying there's more to it than just mist.
Oh, chemtrails.
Yeah, it's not mist, it's solar radiation management. Geoengineering, a.k.a. chemtrails. Look up, they're spraying constantly. Oh, really? Are they? Should I have just aired that theory? I'm not sure we can back that up, can we, with science?
No, but good on you for broadcasting it first. And then asking the question second. Have you got any conspiracy theories you'd like to read out on air?
Oh, wow. Amazing. Do you agree with Sarah?
What do you think? No, I don't. I know there's spray stuff.
It's always been misty, and it's still misty now.
Yeah. Wuthering Heights.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
Yeah,
Bronte was around before crop dusting. But you know what? No one was saying, oh, well, hang on a minute. What was Bronte up to, trying to, like, mind control us with a misty moors?
Yeah, that's true.
Come on. I mean, the thing is with conspiracy theories, they're kind of entertaining. There's something kind of illicit about them. But condensation, I believe that condensation's real. I've seen it.
Yeah, that's true.
I've seen it in places where I don't see aeroplanes.
Yes, yeah, true. And you do see trails coming back out of aeroplanes, but it's just generally jet fuel, isn't it? Like, in the sky.
What? I can't believe we're talking about this. But yeah, we don't think... I guess Rock and Roll Football says we don't believe this is what's causing the mist.
Yes.
We think it's just natural condensation.
That's what we think,
as described by Wes.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, man, the mist, it's like hundreds of miles long.
Look it up, sheeple.
Still 2-1 to Brighton and Hove Albion. There's about 7 minutes of normal time there left. Liverpool headed for defeat on the south coast. And the full-time whistle has blown in those early championship
games. Championship games, yeah, and it affects things towards the top of the table. Middlesbrough could only draw at Blackburn Rovers 0-0. Ipswich Town and Millwall drew 1-1. So it means that Middlesbrough are still second on 61 points. Ipswich and Millwall just behind them on 69. But crucially, the Tractor Boys have a game in hand.
So you'd rather have points on the board, though, wouldn't you?
You would, yes. Yeah, but I mean, so many exciting teams that could be back in the Premier League. Teams with real heritage in there. The Boroughs. Borough haven't been in the Premier League for ages, have they?
It's been a long time.
Not since the Selnet days. It'd be great to
Coventry.
Have them back. Coventry. Ipswich. Mill. Yes, it could be great.
That's what the Premier League needs, more yobbery. Yeah. We've got to get back to what English football is all about.
Exactly.
It's time for our roundup of the funniest clips from the week in football. It's clipbait. This is about Roy Keane talking about Man United getting excited after they beat Aston Villa.
So everyone else can get giddy about Man United being third in the league. I don't. I'm
third.
I don't get all excited for stuff like that. I get excited when teams are winning trophies and are competing week in, week out. So I'm not one to get too giddy.
No, he's not getting giddy. He's not a baby. He's not getting giddy.
Jamie Carragher was on punditry duty this week. And looking on the bright side, Newcastle getting absolutely stuffed 7-2 against Barcelona. He had a sort of philosophical take on it.
I caught a little bit of the Newcastle game. And you know what? For long periods, they were in that game. I know the score doesn't look great, and I'd be really disappointed to concede 7 goals away at the Nou Camp anyhow. But his only consolation is it was 7-2. It wasn't 7-0, like the last Englishman to go there, Gary Neville, for Valencia, lost 7-0. So on that plane on the way home, we can just, you know, rest his head, sit back, think of how close we are to getting results after about an hour, 70 minutes, and just think, it could be worse. I could be Gary Neville.
Oh, yes. Lovely, Cara.
Newcastle, despite the result, the fans were in fairly good mood, particularly drawing a comparison with their closest rivals.
Nice.
Jamie Carragher's always good fun. Always, always good value. Listen to this comeback against Thierry Henry.
I'm personally happy, regardless of what I love to see the game or what I like to see or if I enjoy it or not. 22 years. Listen to me. I don't want to jinx it, but 22 years is a long time.
You out here?
Sniper. Absolute sniper.
What a week he's had. Love it from Cara.
And finally, as promised, Roy Keane was asked about whether he got barred from the Stage Door pub in Nottingham.
Yeah, yeah, you teased ahead to this earlier. I can't wait to hear it.
This is the one. You know the one up by the Theatre Royal?
Yes, yeah.
This is the story.
I was in a wine bar one night, and I'd just come to United, and I remember I went back to Forest to check on my house, and the reserves were playing, but I had a kind of sneaky night out. I was in this wine bar, and again, I'd just gone to United. But I'd been to Forest. Obviously, I used to go drink when I was a Forest player. Mm. A couple of idiots in there, the usual stuff, particularly bouncers. And I was drinking, it was like a wine bar, but I used to drink the wine from the bottle and I wouldn't have the glass. It was like cheap wine,
yeah.
£6. And I was with a few lads and a few words said, and this guy and he threw me out through the window. I went through the window and the door. So I went through the window, landed out in the street, glass. It was like the Wild West. I was on the floor, but I still had my bottle of wine.
Wow. Keno
drinking wine from
the
bottle. I've never seen anyone do that.
It's the worst way to do it.
It is, yeah. It's
always
not recommended.
Decant it from the
Yeah, you've got to aerate it, haven't you? Surely get the oxygen in there.
£6 bottle of wine straight from the bottle.
From the bottle. An animal.
That's how you drink it if you're on a bench. Yeah. Not if you're actually indoors.
Not if you're a loaded footballer.
No, it's how they do it at festivals, man. Come on. You've got to have some class.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah.
That's my stoma going off.
Stoma thinking about drinking a whole bottle of wine in a wanna.
Yeah. Like
that would set it off, wouldn't it?
Imagine if I just glugged it into the stoma.
Oh, yeah. Would that have the same effect?
There's only one way to find out. Next, a global radio exclusive as I pump a bottle of red wine directly into my stoma. Still 2-1. Brighton-Liverpool. There's 4 minutes of added on time left. It looks like Liverpool are headed for defeat.
I mean, Brighton completely on top. We didn't mention, by the way, that after Welbeck scored earlier, you witnessed this, Fordy. It was amazing. He did. He went over the... He did a flying leap over Lewis Dunk's head.
He leapfrogged Dunk, who was standing. Yeah, he put his hands on Dunk's shoulders and leapfrogged him from behind.
He's 6'4", Lewis Dunk. You mean, I could never get near to try and leapfrog over a man that tall.
And he just did it as a goal celebration.
Yeah, amazing.
Olympian levels of projection from Danny Welbeck. Mm. I've fairly recently got onto Instagram. I was always a Twitter boy. I'm still on there.
Yeah, you've...
But I'm enjoying Instagram.
It's good, isn't it?
Follow me at Matt Ford Comedy. But obviously the algorithm, you see it more clearly on Instagram.
Yeah.
The moment you search for something, that's all you get given.
Yeah, or even talk about something, and the phone's listening, it'll get served up to you, won't it?
Guess what the two things are my primary algorithms on Instagram now. I tell you what, text me. Text 8-12-15. What two things do you think exclusively dominate my Instagram algorithm?
Definitely Manosphere, isn't it? Footage, right? Tony Blair. Grown men fighting.
No, but that may...
There's not so much of that on Instagram. It's more of a Twitter thing, I suppose, isn't it? Okay, well, a few guesses are coming in. Someone's saying ASMR mukbang food videos.
What? What? What's a mukbang?
Mukbang's where you eat noodles in a really slurpy way. You just eat loads of noodles and you go... and chewing. Do you watch them?
No, it's foul.
AI animals dancing. Says William. Is it, you got any of them?
That's the closest.
Is it?
Okay, I'm going to put... I'm going to put you out in misery.
Okay, come on then.
Pizzas.
Okay.
People just having made pizzas.
Not those food influencers, is it? Going, oh, check this out. Holding it up to the screen. Check
scraping
out the
slice. It.
Yeah. Yeah, rubbing their fingers on the crispy bits. Yeah.
It's more when pizzas are coming out of the oven and they're getting, like, chopped up. Oh, really? Sliced.
Oh, yeah. I think I've seen a few
it's
of them.
Quite nice.
Yeah.
And the other one that's now my biggest algorithm, rats.
Oh.
Pizza. They are so cute.
Pizzas and rats.
Pizzas and rats.
You're never far from one in London.
Exactly,
I suppose.
Yeah, you're never more
or
than,
in your Instagram algorithm.
Never more than 10 metres from a pizza.
Wow.
And obviously, if you leave a pizza out, a rat will come and get it. So they're kind of linked.
They are intrinsically linked.
We saw one in the park the other week. And I said, oh, how cute. A mouse. And my wife said, it's not a mouse, it's a rat, and it's not cute. I was like, well, just because you know it's a rat, now you don't like it.
Stop
slagging off the rats.
They've got a bad rep, haven't they? The mice get all the love.
I thought the rat was very cute. Anyway, so I typed rat into Instagram. Oh, man, they're adorable. People have them as
really?
Pets. They teach them tricks.
Yeah.
They're really intelligent.
My best mate at school, Cobby, used to have a little white albino rat that they kept in a cage. Yeah, and he was all right. It wasn't too bad.
You don't sound that keen on it.
Yeah,
it was all right.
I wouldn't have kept a rat personally.
But, why not?
It wasn't as bad as I'd imagine. Because I think in like huge 6-foot rats just chewing through everything, but they can be quite cute.
We associate them with a plague.
Yes.
And with, I guess, bins.
Yeah, they got a very bad rap. Yeah, it's true. But you're trying to change that, are you?
I've become very pro-rat, and I'm like, of all the vermin, because they're quite cute, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know, voles and hamsters.
Yeah, the little tube mice, aren't they lovely?
Oh,
so
the tube
cute,
mice.
Aren't they? Yeah,
come
yeah.
to London, you've got to see the tube mice.
Yeah, so, such an array of rats and mice down here, yeah.
But rats are the most intelligent, and yet, it's because their tails aren't cute. I think that's part of it.
What, they long, long, horrible tails?
Yeah, they look like big fat worms.
Like a big worm, yeah.
But I think it's also, we associate them with bins and disease.
Yeah.
But they're so nice.
Yeah.
And it's very soothing. Just before bed, I watch a load of video of rats on Instagram.
Do you? Really?
Yeah, I find it so soothing. Just
I don't think
nod
that's
off.
What the platform's for.
What is it for then?
I don't know.
Hate speech, conspiracy theories. That's what you're on there.
Yeah.
All your guesses.
That's what I'm looking at. Yeah.
Absolutely like fighting and all this nonsense.
Just rats, being cute rats. I did not expect it.
I'm telling you.
Wow.
I'm telling you, rats
give it
are the way forward. And it's just all over my Instagram. Is that sad? I do sometimes think if someone else told me the stuff that I was watching and asked me for an opinion, I'd think they were having a breakdown.
Yeah, it does. I don't think it's a big, it's not alarming. I think it's quite cute that you watch them before you nod off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
And then I dream about little rats.
Yeah. like Ratatouille in the film in Paris.
Exactly.
Looking away. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, it's all right,
isn't
it?
Yeah.
It's better than watching fights and conspiracy theories.
Yeah, the best thing you did was leave X. Yeah, well done.
I'm actually still on it. That is a cesspit.
It's nice to dip into every now and again, though, isn't it? X. See what's going on.
Just see how mad the world's gone.
Yeah, then get out quickly.
Then get back to my rap videos. Matt, and you. Rock and roll football.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Another goal in the Championship, Dice.
Second for Southampton already. 2-0 up against Oxford United, looking to cement their place in those playoff places in the Championship, now sitting in sixth place, looking very good. In other news...
And they had a terrible start to the season. They
had a
really bad
start.
Fight a few months ago.
It was the change of manager that did it, wasn't it?
It can work.
It can work. And in other news, there's
got to try and not change them too often.
Yes, yeah. Don't try not to do four in a season.
Can't probably, try every week.
Probably excessive, really, yeah. Isn't it? And I've also seen some lovely videos. One of a rat eating a banana. One of a rat eating a little bit of vegetable in a bowl.
They're cute.
Their hands are mad. You need to look them up because I've never really noticed the hands of a rat before, but they're quite human-like.
If you go onto Instagram, just type in like cute rats, because otherwise you just get loads of vermin.
Yeah, the cute rats. They are pretty cute. They're pretty cute. I'll give you that. You've won me over.
Thank you. Now, the England squad was named this week for these two friendly matches ahead of the World Cup. And it's a 35-man squad.
It's massive. There are five keepers unnecessary, surely.
It's very big.
Very big.
People are saying it's too big.
It's stupidly big, isn't it?
It's unwieldy.
But he's going to trim it down. But still, why bother with that many now?
You know, they say, his seat on the plane.
Yeah, yeah.
You need a Boeing.
Yeah,
you need a bloody Dreamcruiser to get the England squad.
Double-decker plane to get them all over there, yeah.
You need one of them double-decker ones. How many players does he need?
35,
man. He can only play with 11 at any one time.
Exactly.
Greedy. Yeah.
It's madness, isn't
it? That's three starting 11s.
Yeah,
with two left over.
Yeah, is that it? So he wants them to all keep playing against each other in practice matches, I suppose, isn't it? But weird, there's no Trent, no Ollie Watkins. Feels like a strange squad to me. Some unusual decisions. Jason Steele thrown in there.
You sound like a conspiracy theorist. Well, what do you think?
Stop saying that, I'm a conspiracy theorist.
You are.
I just want to know why our best players aren't in the 35-man squad.
Do you think he's doing it on purpose?
Well, hey, no, I wasn't saying that.
Come
but
on.
Now you mention it.
Doing it on purpose, isn't it? Yeah. You don't want us to win, that's what. Yeah. Come on, man.
No,
of course he wants us to win. He wants to win for himself, if nothing else.
He does, yeah. But it's a big squad. Too big.
Text us on 8-12-15. And I realise this is a highly risky question to ask a listenership like ours. But what have you got that's too big? Goals galore, Dyson!
Yeah, it could be a crucial one for West Brom down the bottom of the Championship table. They're 1-0 up away at Bristol City. Elsewhere, Hull Sheffield Wednesday is 1-1. Suddenly a flurry of goals in that game. QPR have scored a second. They're beating Portsmouth 2-0.
Why?
And Southampton still 2-0 up against Oxford United. The only 3 o'clock game in the Premier League is Fulham Burnley. That's 0-0. In the Scottish Premiership, the only goal so far are Falkirk and St Mirren. That game is 1-1.
Big games tomorrow in the Premier League, Villa, West Ham. Newcastle, Sunderland's the early kickoff, the time
huge
we're derby.
Huge northeast derby.
And
then
Spurs Forest at 2:15 at the same time as West Ham are away at Villa. Now, Spurs Forest, people are saying it's winner takes all. Obviously, it could just be a draw.
There's still a long way to go.
It could probably just
0-0.
Yeah,
it might be a 0-0 draw. It might well be that, yeah.
Then it's the League Cup final at 4:30. You've got Dundee United Celtic at 12:30 as well. My word, it's all that.
What a weekend for football.
But the England squad was named this week, and it's 35-man sized.
Yeah.
So what have you got that's too big? I'm going to bring in Matt Dyson here.
Hi there, Matthew. Thank you very much for introducing. If I think about what's too big in my house, my thoughts immediately go to my 12-year-old daughter's water bottles. She's got, you know, like kids, Gen Z kids these days, they love massive water bottles.
I didn't know that.
So she's got a Stanley cup, and it's about a foot.
Oh, I've seen
tall.
These ones.
And they walk around with them all day full of, and there's no way she's going to drink that much water. And it's almost like it's like a fashion statement.
But this is like watching people in like the developing world go to the well with a massive bucket.
I don't know why that's
is that what it is? Is it a homage?
Well, it's weird because they're actually like a thermos flask, like a traditional thermos flask. Like
they're insulated.
They're insulated, so the water stays cold, but there's just too much of it. It's way too big. There's no way she needs that much water.
To carry it on her head.
And then it's really heavy in her bag when she carries it. It's just ridiculously big.
They're going to put the back out.
Yes, you might put her back out, yeah. So you've got to be careful with the big things.
So that's what's too big.
That's way too big, mate.
Text on 8-12-15, what have you got that's too big? Rose and H. Funny how one gives the name and the other one, that could be H from Steps, I guess.
Possibly, yeah.
Says, we've got two sheds. One is a workshop full of tools, so that doesn't count as hoarding. That's 45 times 10 foot. The other is only a little smaller and full of family stuff. We moved from a garden with just one, and that was 10 by 6 20 years ago.
Wow, very specific
measurements.
A two-shed household. I've never heard the like
this
of it.
Is, come on, you know, when people are struggling, it's showing
it's
off like
rubbing
that.
Rubbing our noses. Yeah. So much storage space.
They're like Dubai influencers cackling at the rest of us about their great lives. They're a two-shed house.
Two sheds.
Unprecedented.
Unnecessary.
Is there anyone out, do you reckon there's anyone out there with three sheds?
Oh, wow.
That's side texter. You've got two or more.
I've got one shed, but I've also got a little Ketta storage unit next to it. So that's not a full shed, but it's like one and a half sheds, I'd say.
1.5 sheds?
Yeah, I'm a 1.5 shed guy. But no one's got three, surely not.
I mean, if anyone's got seven, it'd be like the absolute radio.
You know, a lot of people have one of those nice ones. They've turned into a sort of studio or workspace at the back now, don't they?
Sure, I was trying to make a Shed 7 joke, but don't worry about it. It's okay. I thought it was on brand, you know, 90s indie. It's totally cool. It's totally cool.
I'll listen back to it on radio.
It is pure goal chaos out there.
Yes, QPR now 3-0 up against Portsmouth in the Championship, in the Scottish Premiership. Kilmarnock have just scored their 1-0 up at home to Livingston. Hearts still 0-0 at home to Dundee.
Stuart from Sherwood Forest.
Oh, yes.
What a lovely part of the world.
Yeah.
Hopefully he is housed.
Yes,
living in the woods.
Living in the major oak.
He says, I'll tell you what I've got that's too big. A load of 4XL clothes to go to the charity shop because I've lost nearly 9 stone in over 18 months.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Amazing work from Stuart.
4XL?
4XL, 9 stone.
XXXL.
In a year and a half. What's his secret?
It's like Roman numerals, don't you get it? It's like the old dates you used to see at the end of BBC programmes.
Yeah, working out what year it was made in.
Hang on there, 1981.
Yeah, so my word.
Only
my dad could work out what year it was made in. I never knew what they were on about, all those Roman numerals.
Once it got to the millennium, it was easy because it was just MM.
Yeah, that's true.
But it was more like MCXMVX11. Come on, man.
Very confusing. And there's a lot of shed text coming in.
What are people saying?
I mean, James has got 4 sheds.
No way!
Hashtag love rock and roll football. It's James. We've got 4. 4 sheds is
we're going to have to talk to this guy.
Well,
we're going to talk to him. 1, is it true? 2, why do you need 4 sheds?
Like when you've got 3, you go, you know what, I think we might need another one.
You've got shed crazy. Where's your shed at?
Yeah.
Man, he's lost it. Goals already flying in the second half's
well underway now. Sheffield United have just scored their 1-0 up at home to Wrexham, which affects Wrexham's push for a top 6 finish. They're currently down to 8th as it stands. In the Premier League, it's still 0-0. Fulham, we have Burnley every single week, and they draw 0-0 quite a lot of the time. That's the only Premier League game today. Hearts in the Scottish Premiership up top and still drawing 0-0 at home to Dundee. What is going on?
That puts them 4 points clear, or 3 points clear, but Celtic have a game in hand.
Yes.
So Hearts really need to win.
Yeah.
If they want to keep up that title challenge,
I think they call it a challenge. I don't know. The lead is dwindling every week that passes, isn't it?
Now, how many sheds have you got and why? We were never intending to talk about this.
No.
It was meant to be what's the biggest thing you've got, but it's gone shed. Mad.
It really has. I suppose Saturday afternoon is big for the shed users, isn't it? Especially at this time of year. You're out in the spring sunshine cutting the grass for the first time. This weekend is a big mowing time, I believe, for a lot of people. Don't mow throughout May, of course, to give the wildlife some chance to...
Is that right? No mow May?
No mow May. It's a big thing these days.
But Movember is when you do it every day.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. People are out in the sheds left, right and centre all across the UK and they're getting in touch with us. Jamie from Wimborne in Dorset is currently sitting in the garden. Jamie says, we have a man shed, a large summer house split in two for partner Claire's Zen Den and daughter Poppy's playhouse.
Didn't he play for Borough?
Bolo Zen Den. Lovely stuff. So that feels like he's showing off a bit there, to be honest. He's got a man shed, a Zen Den, a Poppy's playhouse and a small shed for a bunny rabbit.
This is, even the rabbits have got more space than I've got in my London flat.
So much wood in the gardens of the UK. This is amazing, the amount of sheds that people have got.
We've really started to uncover, and, you know, this show just wanted to highlight and platform the brave members of our shed community, who are the unsung heroes of this country, okay? They don't get the credit. The government don't want to talk about them. Yeah. But there are people out there that the sheds are the backbone of Britain. Yeah. That's what
you can hear Farage saying stuff like that, can't you?
Oh, you know what?
Yeah. Yeah.
They will get rid of it. I'm telling you. Keir Starmer's got an issue with sheds. Yeah, and you know why? Because they're the most patriotic thing you can have. Yeah. What is more British than sitting in your shed, having a cup of Yorkshire tea and a pint of Carling?
It's true. He's got a point.
The most patriotic thing you can do. So how many sheds have you got and why? Text us on 81215. And I tell you what. If they come for the sheds. First, they came for the sheds. We're joined now by James, the man who has four sheds. James, why do you have four sheds?
We've got four sheds just to generally keep stuff in. There's one with a load of bikes in. There's one with the lawnmower in. There's one with a load of broken and old children's toys, which they've now grown out of. And then there's one which has got plant pots and all sorts of other things for the garden that you think you're going to need, and you know, come July you realise you've never touched it that year, but you keep it, don't you?
Did you have a discussion? I can see how you get a second shed,
yeah,
but surely the biggest leap is going from two to three.
Yeah.
Did you reflect on whether you should just be throwing stuff away instead?
Probably, yes.
Form of hoarding, do you think it is, James? You need to declutter, I think, really.
Probably. I think the skip's in order then, yeah.
And whereabouts are they? Are they in each corner of the garden, or are they in a neat little row?
No, they're in different spots. There's some out the front and some out the back. We've got quite a big sort of... It's a former farmhouse, you see, so there's bits everywhere. So there's a shed here, there's a shed there.
Oh, nice.
And are there rules on what gets kept in each shed? Do you go, no, put that in there, that's a three-shed item, that's a two-shed item?
Well, sometimes, I'm getting nodded at by Jonathan, but sort of sometimes, yes. The bikes seem to move around, but they're always kept together. So whether they're in shed one, two or three, they're always in the same shed. The stuff for the garden's always in the same shed because that's next to the greenhouse.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Do you feel like you've got a problem with it, James, or are you happy about
Probably,
it?
Probably, yeah. quite therapeutic, really.
Yeah, do you need help, do you think? I don't feel like we're qualified. I mean, obviously, the question is, when are you going to go for number five?
Yeah.
I don't know, that is a leap of faith, though, for number five.
Birthday present on the horizon, perhaps.
Possibly, yeah. Stuff has moved from the greenhouse into the shed this morning.
Got a greenhouse as well.
God, how many constructions have you got?
It's like a glass shed, isn't it?
Build over everything. Build over the world. That's right.
Build, baby, build. You are a one-man economic growth machine.
Yeah.
Pick up the phone to Rachel Reeves, man. She needs to pick your brains.
No, see what's taxed.
Got to
get taxed on sheds.
Oh yeah, the shed tax. Shed tax. In, isn't it? It needs to come in.
Oh no, no, no! You've got to start getting rid of those sheds.
Yeah. Well, see, we'll block up the windows in them too. We'll tax on windows.
Oh yeah.
The greenhouse is an absolute tax bomb, mate.
Good luck with that.
It's all gone off in the 3 o'clock in the Premier League.
Finally, it's burst into life. Zian Fleming scored for Burnley, putting them 1-0 up at Fulham. And then 7 minutes later, Josh King popped up with an equaliser. So it's 1-1 Fulham against Burnley in the Premier League. In the Scottish Premiership, Hearts are still drawing 0-0 with Dundee. What is going on? Why can't they score? They'll never have this chance again. Not for years. They need to win the Scottish Premiership title in the Championship. Big goal for Wrexham as well. They've got an equaliser at Sheffield United, where it's currently 1-1.
We're talking about sheds because we're men.
Yeah.
And we're British.
Yeah.
There's one thing British men love. It's chips.
Yeah.
But we also like sheds.
We've managed to avoid saying man cave so far, which I'm quite pleased about.
Not now, we haven't.
No. Oh, no. What have you got?
What do you mean, what have I got?
What have you got?
Oh, right. I thought you meant, I don't know, like, it sounded very confrontational. If you said that to me in a pub, I'd soil myself.
What do you got? What
I'd be like,
want?
Nothing.
Want some?
Eczema? I don't know, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, there's so many texts coming in about sheds. Steve in Berkshire is upping the ante. One shed, push bikes and mower. Then a barn, two classic cars, five motorcycles, a gym and a store. What?
It's like Chris Evans.
He's got a shed and a barn. That's the first barn we've had.
A barn.
Ridiculous.
Lee in Bath. Right, brace yourself for this. Oh, my word. Four words that I guarantee you are about to rock your world.
Yeah.
I have seven sheds.
Seven sheds.
We've got us. He's genuinely
your
got
shed,
a shed seven.
The prediction came true. It's amazing.
He goes, one for work from home, a workshop, a summer house, one for bikes, another for camping, another for a lawnmower, and then odds and sods. I'm thinking of getting an eighth, as you can never have too many.
Everyone who has a shed says odds and sods at some point. Love it. Lovely British colloquialism.
Seven sheds.
That's
surely
madness.
Is
We've
greed.
We've just got another. Tim in Derby is another seven shedder.
No!
Seven plus sheds.
What
is going on?
14 between them.
Yeah, that is amazing. That's Tim in Derby, not a Derby fan, though. Thanks for pointing that out, Tim. So can anyone beat seven? Surely
These are
not.
Shed magnates. Yeah, dealing with like, it's they like they're playing just a massive game of Monopoly in their back garden.
Shed oligarchs, just owning everything in the rural countryside of the UK.
I want to see photos of these sheds.
Yeah.
If you had multiple shed, if you're in a multiple shed scenario, I can see you getting
multiple shed household. No, mate, I'm still on one. I'm nowhere near.
Would you line them all up? How would you configure
them?
Yeah,
it was a good point there. I think I would try and balance it out and have one in each corner of, say, if your garden's like a rough square, I'd have one in each corner and then you can like just mill around them.
Like the Brentford ground when they had a pub on each corner.
Yes, like that, but and then with a big bonfire in the middle. It'd be quite nice, wouldn't it?
You could do your own little pub crawl. You could, like, one could be a little wine bar, one could be like a traditional English boozer.
Yes. That's how to use sheds.
Yeah, one could be a flat. I mean, they're all flat. I don't know, not all sheds are flat.
Yeah, well, some of them. Well, not the barn. I mean, a barn. I don't even know if that counts as a shed.
No, it doesn't. You can't say I'll stick it in a shed.
A barn conversion. That's like an actual house, isn't it? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not sure people have got planning permission for all
this. But one guy here says he's got shipping containers.
One guy
covered in timber to look like sheds. What the hell is going on?
How much space have people got?
Why are their gardens so big?
Why are your gardens so... That's the thing that's too big.
That's too big.
Sex on the 12, 8, 12, 15. How have you lot got all these sprawling acreages? Oh, it's all going off.
Yes, they're celebrating on one side of Edinburgh at the moment. Certainly, this could put them 5 points clear at the top of the table. Hearts have scored. They're beating Dundee 1-0. Also, a big goal in the Premier League where it was 1-1 last we checked. Now Fulham have taken the lead against Burnley. Harry Wilson has scored the goal. They're winning 2-1 at Craven Cottage. Elsewhere, big goal for Wrexham. Another big one for them. They got it back to 1-1. Now they're 2-1 up at Sheffield United and pushing right on the edge of the playoff places. Level on points with Southampton, who are sixth.
Tim and Angie says, we've got eight sheds. Say, we've got eight sheds and two greenhouses.
Wow.
You include their house. That's 11 properties on one property.
Yeah, you should be paying more council tax, surely.
That's it. Let's not grassing up our listeners.
If you've got more, if you've got all those dwellings, they're basically dwellings, aren't they? Surely.
Dwellings?
You should be paying more.
How do you know what they're paying? You don't know they're not paying the correct amount.
Sheds.
Stop grassing the listeners up.
Don't worry. Don't worry, Tim and Andrew. I won't share your details with the authorities.
Imagine we did a feature with the Rev, where we shocked our listeners and we thought we weren't paying enough tax.
We tricked them into telling us all about it, yeah. You got spare bedrooms, tell us about your spare bedrooms. You're not paying tax on it, are you? Come on, and then we give them the numbers. That'd be horrible.
Sarah in Norfolk says, I've got a shed, a cart shed, a wood shed, a barn, and a side barn.
What? I've never heard so many sheds.
A side barn?
Side barn.
Aren't they things that men grow at the side of facial hair? Used to call them mutton chop.
Yeah.
We have to tell you about what's going on at Loftus Road.
Yeah, QPR are just scoring goals left, right and centre. Six, one against Portsmouth.
They scored two goals in a minute. One was a penalty, then they scored again.
Yes, the same guy as well.
Unbelievable.
How did they do that so quickly?
And can't also stop. Goals elsewhere.
Yes, there's loads of goals going in. Kilmarnock beating Livingston 2-0 in the Scottish Premiership. Elsewhere, Hull have scored a third. They're beating Sheffield Wednesday 3-1. Southampton still 2-0 up at home to Oxford United.
Okay, back to shed. Someone here says, I've also built a six-person sauna.
What? Of course, that's like a hot shed, isn't it?
Wet shed.
A hot, wet shed.
Wet shed with five other people in there. Six-person sauna. Does that... I mean, I guess that just sounds quite, a decent size.
Sounds big, yeah. Six berth.
Does it sound a bit,
What?
Pampas Grass.
Pampas Grass, I suppose, yeah.
Pampas Grass in the football.
Depends who you invite round, I suppose, doesn't it?
Car keys in the ball.
Your mind always goes to that, doesn't
six, it? Six persons. But it's the fact that he, I get that what he means is it's a six berth.
Yeah, yeah.
But it makes it sound like six people are always in it.
Yeah, I think that's his aim.
Would you go round to a neighbour's six-person sauna?
No, I would certainly... No, I wouldn't.
What
no.
if you said, bring the wife?
No, definitely not.
Rock and roll football. Podcast done.
I cannot believe... I mean, anyone having more than two, I think, is... It's unusual. Just, more than three is berserk.
I mean, it seems like you want the garden. You want to enjoy the garden. You don't want like wood all over it. You know, it's just it's sort of. There must be a time when you think there's too much clutter in my garden here. You know?
Yeah, and they don't unless you're, I guess, decorating them or treating them. They could potentially look like an eyesore.
Yeah, yeah, and they are. As one texter said, they're a spider's dream, aren't they? Sheds, and they are grim.
Oh,
whenever I go into my sheds, there are false widows everywhere, mate. All over the UK now. Horrible spiders.
Oh no!
So
no,
scary.
No.
So scary.
Oh, poisonous disease.
Yeah. So why
with
give
big teeth?
Yeah. Why give spiders so many homes when you know you can just have one?
When so many British people don't have them.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
People like Matt Dyson. Housing spiders. That's what we've come to as a country. Well, we hope you've enjoyed the show. Please leave a 5-star written review to help the podcast get up the charts and help other people discover the glory of sheds. And we'll be back next week.
Bye.